So let's go to the prognosticator of the races, Mike Causey. How'd you do this weekend, Mike?
Did all right, but my big play on Saturday, Gunnevera, got beat by a horse he should have never got beat by, which was the favorite. Cost me, and I'm assuming people that played with me, a lot of money. He ran second at 30-1. He beat Accelerate, who balked at the gate, wouldn't go in it. John Sadler had never won a Breeders' Cup race before. It was 0-14. And a jump and a half past the wire, Gunnevera was long gone past him. But that's horse racing. So we ran second in the Breeders' Cup Classic. We had the winner of the Turf Stake. Manoy Moy's girl just solidified what I said about her being the second-best three-year-old in training this year with another tremendous performance in the Philly and Mare Distaff, which she beat older horses in it. And we had a couple other winners, but a lot of short prices through the weekend. A lot of $6, $7, $8 horses both Friday and Saturday. Also on Friday in the juvenile, we had Game Winner, who won at even money. And then I liked Signal Man underneath, I said, and we got beat by Nick's Go, who I thought would have stopped. Didn't stop, held on for second, beat Signal Man, who was 67-1, which would have made that exact a real nice one. So, yeah, it was one of those weekends. We had one good one, which was on the Breeders' Cup card, but not a Breeders' Cup race that I picked, unfortunately, for everybody else. I had Shamrock Rose, who paid $53.80 to win, and the exacta paid $720, so that kind of made the weekend. But like I said, unfortunately, it wasn't a Breeders' Cup race, so I didn't give that one out. Like I said, a lot of short prices. If you look at the results over the 2 days, a lot of $6, $7, $8 horses, more so than I've ever remembered in a Breeders' Cup of late. But that's the way racing goes sometimes. A lot of big numbers ran underneath, but none of them just got up to win.
All right, now. Correct me if I'm wrong. I put on the TV last night, just before I was going to bed, to 7 o'clock to the Sunday night game, and there was this big thing hyping Aaron Rodgers against Tom Brady. Now that's great; you can do that, and they were trying to hype up this game. I frankly didn't think the game was going to be close, and it really wasn't close. I mean, the Packers just right now as a team aren't as put together as the Patriots.
No, they're not.
And yeah,
they were just putting it together that these could be the two best quarterbacks in football for the last couple of years playing against each other. I think it was more so that than the game itself.
Yeah, I still think you got to have the surrounding team around you to be that way. You know, it's funny. The quarterbacks are always gauged on wins and losses, but nobody else on the team is.
No.
You know, everybody else can skate free. It's the quarterbacks. The quarterbacks. I mean, they get paid the most money. Yes, they do. So they. But still, I mean, a team's a team.
Well, they're the play that's most suspect to make the big mistake that loses the game too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the guy I love to hate with the Chargers, the Chargers won again, so they're looking pretty good this year, actually.
If you look at the Jet game yesterday, they lost because of the quarterback position. He threw interceptions, he looked out of sorts, and they lost. So you can't blame the entire team when the entire team was at a disadvantage because the quarterback played well. So the quarterback will get most of the credit when they win, and deservedly get most of the credit when they lose too.
Most rookie quarterbacks are terrible, though, except for the kid from Kansas City.
Well,
really,
some are more terrible than others.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Some are more terrible than others, but they normally go through that learning process. Except for the kid from Kansas City. Jeez, I mean, gosh, unbelievable.
we'll see what he does his second year.
We'll also see what he does in the playoffs. I mean, that's, you know,
Kansas City and playoffs, they don't go good together.
I know, they don't at all. Well, at least I didn't have to worry about the Giants losing this weekend.
Well, it's only because they didn't play.
That's exactly right.
If they played, you would have had to worry about it.
I wouldn't have worried about it. I would have expected it.
Of course.
So how did we make out with our picks?
Well, you did about as good as the Jets. You won one game and lost two. Yep. You had Chicago who won. You lost with the Rams in Washington. And I had Kansas City, New England, and Carolina, all 3-1. So you are at 25-17-1, and I'm at 28-15.
Didn't I take the Patriots, though?
No. You took the Bears, the Rams, and Washington.
Yes. I didn't take the...
Go to the tape.
That's unbelievable. I should have gone with the easy one. All right.
So I went to the track yesterday to cash a ticket, and I was talking to my friend selling programs. There was a clown walking around the track telling people, go bet $100 on Washington. They're going to win, and when you win, you can give me 20. I wonder if those people are still looking for him.
Yeah, they're looking for him, all right.
Hey, what a bunch of fools.
If you're going to bet on anybody from the NFC East playing a team outside the conference, you're crazy.
If you're going to bet football, you're crazy.
Yeah. All right, so tonight is who plays tonight?
St. Francis of Assisi. I don't know. I got to look.
I know. I have no idea either. I have no idea. Let me go to NFL.com, see if I can find out.
Tennessee and Dallas.
Where's the game?
Dallas.
Oh, God. I'll take Dallas.
I already wrote mine down. I'm taking Tennessee.
Yeah. I really was leaning towards Tennessee, but I didn't want to jinx them.
They both stink.
I know. Unbelievable.
These games, they're I was home yesterday because it got dark early and everything, and I was watching some of the red zone. My God, these games are terrible. I mean, does anybody play defense anymore? You had one game that was low scoring with the Jets in Miami, and that was because of the ineptness of the two teams. Everybody else is 40 points and better in every game. Some score, like the New Orleans Rams game, they scored 80.
Now,
That was a good game.
I was going to say that. I watched that game because it was a fun game to watch, at least.
Well, those were the two best teams in the NFC playing against each other.
And the two best quarterbacks playing against one another in the East. I mean, it was
the
fun.
The two worst defenses.
Yeah, I mean, oh, unbelievable, unbelievable. But it was fun to watch.
Yeah, well, that's what they want. They want fantasy football. They want the game you play on the television set. That's what they want you to watch for real, where teams just go up and down the field, and it is what it is. And the guy, one receiver on New Orleans got stupid at the end of the game and scored a touchdown and went underneath the cushion for the goalpost and picked up a telephone. I mean, don't these guys ever learn?
Did you see what Sean Payton, the coach, did when he came to the sideline?
I couldn't tell if he was laughing or
no.
He was really bawling him out. I couldn't tell.
He was bawling him out. He was bawling
him out.
I don't know.
He looked like he had a smirk on his face, too.
No, he was bawling him out. Yeah, he was bawling him out. That was like Terrell Owens pulling out a Sharpie and his cell phone and stuff like that. You know, they're allowing you to celebrate. Why do something stupid like that? It's just stupid.
That was something you can expect Odell Beckham to do, not somebody that hasn't, a little bit of sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll check with you tomorrow and see what's going
on. Hey, the Devils are in last place. The rush is over.
Devils are in last place. And
last place.
And guess who lost again last night?
Probably the Rangers.
The Lakers.
Oh, they're the Fakers. That's the other thing I wanted to talk about. How are they doing? What are they, 3-6 or something?
Not doing too good.
How's baby LeBron doing out there?
Not doing too good.
Yeah, okay. All right. The greatest of all time. There you go.
All right, I'll speak to
you. He's a goat, all right, but there's a Billy name in front of it. There you go. I'm bad this year.
That's right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.